Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today is Inside Out Style Vlog's 13th birthday. It's hard to believe I have been vlogging for so long. And in fact, apparently they say internet years are a bit like dog years, which means really we're 91 today, which is why I sometimes feel like a bit of a granny in the blogging world. But I wanted to share with you three of the things I have learned about style from blogging about it for so long. And of course, some of them I knew already because I'd been an image consultant for 4 years when I started blogging. And so I'd been working with people, but blogging has really allowed me to come into contact with so many more people than I ever would have if I was just always working one-to-one with clients in my location. So the first thing I've learned is, of course, that style, there's no one way to be stylish. That is the reality, and I always knew that because, you know, you can look at a lot of different people and think they look stylish, and they have very different styles. I do think that compared to maybe some very past eras where there was really strong fashion trends and only one way to look, that it was a little bit more different then. Now, I just think, you know, the world is a so much more open place. I think part of it is the globalization and travel and people seeing people from different cultures dressing in different ways. And therefore, there being so many more ways to be stylish. And I think this is why we don't need, you know, those lists of what every woman should have, you know, the white shirt, the little black dress. Those are from a past era, those sort of recommendations. Instead, what we need is to build and develop a wardrobe that expresses our own personal style in a way that we feel comfortable. And comfort is, there's emotional comfort, mental comfort, psychological comfort, as well as physical comfort. And those always need to be taken into consideration when you are choosing items for your wardrobe and to build your own style. And of course, too, we have lifestyle, location. There's a million different things that come into style. And this is why it's not just wear this or wear that. This is why you won't see me ever saying everybody should buy this one item, because I really don't believe that. It's all about you as an individual and what you like and how you want to express your personality through your style from the inside out. And saying that, I wanted to just mention that A, you are an original and your style should be original too, as there is a saying that cover bands don't change the world. It's the original artists who change the world. So be that original. Don't feel like you have to copy other people. Copying other people is a bit of a recipe for never feeling quite right in your clothes. You can be inspired by people. You can get ideas of how to style things from other people, but you need to do it in your own way. It's all about adapting those things. And then, of course, the other thing to remember is that comparison is really toxic. It's something it's so easy to do because of social media and just general media as well, that we really are impacted by images of people. So much of it, too, is photoshopped in some way or other. Very little is actually natural these days. And so, therefore, we can so often compare ourselves to the completely unattainable because it actually doesn't exist. It's not real either. So comparing your style and your body to anybody else's, please don't do that, because, you know, human nature can mean that we often can find ourselves wanting when in fact there is nothing wrong with us. And I always remember I was once standing in a change room, and it was of a unisex jeans store. And I was in there trying on the jeans and thinking, oh gosh, these don't fit and there's something wrong with me. And I could hear this man from a couple of stalls down saying, excuse me, can you get me another pair of jeans because there's something wrong with these? And I thought, you know, he's right and I'm wrong. It's not me that's wrong. It's the jeans that are wrong for me. They weren't made for me. So rather than thinking every time you go shopping and if you have a disappointing shopping trip and things don't fit, that you are normal, there is nothing wrong with you. They're just not taking your measurements and making clothes to fit you and your unique body, because of course you are that original. So please try not to compare yourself. I know it's hard. Another thing I have learned about style is that it actually has a kind of a ripple effect on your whole life. that when you find a style that makes you feel like you're expressing yourself from the inside out, when you feel good in your clothes and you go about your daily life, that you'll generally have more confidence and other people will notice this. And this is what I often get emails from people telling me about their experiences of when they were out somewhere and somebody sent something and it just made them feel really good. Or just even in situations where they've been telling me that, you know, they've been going through some really tough time in their life, but having developed their style and being able to put together stylish outfits every day has really helped them mentally and emotionally get through this tough time. And so I do know that your style can actually have a much broader impact than what we might think about, because often we're told that style is shallow and vanity is a sin. And so therefore it should be, you know, not important to us. Yet I see how much having good style, feeling good about how you look, can actually have a really positive impact on your whole world, much broader than just what you're wearing. And my third thing that I have learned about style is just actually about the incredible value of taking outfit photos. Now, when I first started style blogging, I had pretty much never taken a photo of myself. And in fact, there were very few photos I have of me because I avoided being in front of the camera for a long, long time. Like, I've got about 3 photos of myself from my teenage years because I really didn't like having my photo taken. And then I actually started doing photography in my late teenage years. So I'd always be the one behind the camera rather than taking the photos. And then a portion of my way into blogging, I started taking a few outfit photos just because it meant that I had some, you know, visual imagery to use with the blog posts. I didn't have to pay for stock images and all those sorts of things. And it really helped me to start seeing, what does my style look in a more objective sense? Because it gives you that objective perspective you don't get so much when we're looking in the mirror. So I really started to learn that it could help me go, oh, this outfit really works, or maybe the proportions of this are a little bit off, or maybe there's something I can tweak, maybe there's something in the scale or the balance, all those sorts of things that I could start to see that I hadn't really noticed in the mirror. And then, of course, as I started developing my online programs with Evolve Your Style and 7 Steps to Style, and part of that is people taking photos of themselves and they post them into the VIP Facebook groups, this is when I really started to see the value of these outfit photos and how when you could compare, you know, 2 or 3 outfits together, just how you could pick, you know, oh, this value contrast is better and this color contrast is better. And I was learning so much myself from looking at all the people in my program's outfit photos. It's really improved my own skill as an image consultant, as well as, you know, being able to improve each individual person's style. And so I know so many people have discovered when they've been doing my programs, even though it feels like a bit of a hassle to have to take the photo, but, you know, the exponential learning you get and the speed at which you can improve your style is so much faster when you bother to take those outfit photos. So I really do recommend, if you've not taken outfit photos, just to start doing this, pop them in a little album on your phone. And also too, is once you've you've got a bit of a bank of outfit photos, particularly when you've got outfits you really have gone, that was a successful outfit and I like that. You know, when you're busy and you push and you're rushed in the morning, you're thinking, what'll I wear today? And you haven't got the headspace to think about creating a new outfit. You've got that resource there on your phone of outfits you've already worn that you know were successful, that you felt good in, that you felt were a great expression of yourself. And so you can look at those and you've got everything there. So like, it's a recipe for you just to quickly pop on and you don't have to think about it. And that is one of the other great benefits, is having a bank of go-to outfits that you've already decided you like. So you don't have to keep, you know, using that mental headspace every day, where some days we are lacking in this mental headspace. So they are 3 things I have learned from blogging for the last 13 years and working with amazing women from all over the world who I really appreciate coming by, leaving comments. And I'd love you to tell me, what are the 3 style tips that you have got in your lifetime that have made the biggest impact or the biggest difference to your personal style? Please share them in the comments or head over to the blog and share them there as well. I love to know. It really makes a big difference. And I really love your feedback. And thank you so much for watching again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.